With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Protesters making a bad situation worse at a major airport. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
Airports across the country are packed with holiday travelers this weekend. FlightAware reports there have been over 1,900 flights delayed or canceled into or out of the United States. Making things even worse, video on social media showed pro-Hamas supporters blocking cars trying to get into O'Hare Airport. A series of coordinated protests called, quote, "No Xmas as usual in a genocide," end quote, attempted to disrupt the Christian holiday by blocking popular shopping areas both in the United States and the UK. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Large avalanche and blizzard conditions cutting off a road access to much of the Kenai Peninsula south of Anchorage. No reports of any injuries. And minor earthquakes on Hawaii's Big Island and on the Olympic Peninsula west of Seattle. No damage reported. The weekend earthquakes, 2,500 miles apart, and apparently unrelated. Also at SRNNews.com, U.S. troops spending Christmas at a NATO peacekeeping mission in Kosovo say it's difficult to spend the holidays away from loved ones and all their families and friends.
The soldiers are from Rhode Island and Texas. Part of their duties include patrolling Kosovo's border with Serbia. Fears are high of a resumption of the violence that has marked their relations since Kosovo unilaterally broke away from Serbia in 2008.
It's obviously difficult to be away from home during the holidays. But we have an important mission to do.
At Camp Bonsteel, a Christmas tree is being decorated as a soldier video chats with her daughter.
If I were to tell you how difficult it was for me, I would start crying.
I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. No surprise, America's young people, big users of social media.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Does reading the Bible make people more generous? Well, the latest research says yes. 2023 State of the Bible report from the American Bible Society finds Christians who read and follow the Bible's teachings are more generous than the average American. About 95% of practicing Christians say they give to charities. This is SRN News. Correspondent Melanie Lidman reports, unlike in previous years when Bethlehem was busy around Christmas, this year the Israeli-Hamas war has changed everything.
It was a very quiet Christmas, no celebrations, very little music aside from the national anthem. The scouts had a small processional in silence where they marched with some signs. I counted only a handful of tourists. There was one group I spoke to from Tanzania, another group from Indonesia. Other than that, there were almost no pilgrims from anywhere in the world.
Christians around the world striving this Christmas Eve to put aside worries and fears of a war-torn world as they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Christians in Syria gathered Sunday in a country still suffering from the aftermath of a long civil war. More details at SRNNews.com.